Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Under the new system, the feds are publicly setting up in our international treaty. You will all have 3 yearly visits to begin with. CPS, any dog hair on the floor. Any dirty dishes in their snap checks, they just show up. They will take your children. You will never see them again. No due process, no nothing. It's reign of evil. I was saying earlier when we hit the break, Los Zetas paramilitary in Texas can kill whoever they want. Openly ruling, whole area shutting down. Media won't even report on it. But you got a $2 bill at Best Buy, you will be arrested. Doesn't matter if it's real money. It's just you're out videotaping. Anything that they now, the police believe it's illegal. They're going to put cameras on you. You can't have cameras on them. And again, it's they hired the former head of the KGB and the former head of the East German secret police to help set all this up, and now they've done it. It's not fully in place. The 23,000 preachers, the 26,000 preachers, 23,000 InfraGuard executives, all the tattletale squads. But this is just one family. And by the way, submitting to them, trying to get along with them won't help you. This is meant for everybody. 10% of the graduates now are going to work for this. Just a total shifting of the infrastructure. And they will eat. They will have meat. They will feed on you. They will find enemies. They will find terrorists. You are the terrorist because you fight terrorism. You fight evil. You fight for the nation. You're a patriot who bleeds red, white, and blue. You are the enemy. And, this was in a bunch of news articles when Dan Buczek got arrested, the father, nice, clean-cut business owner, no criminal record, for them showing people silver dollar coins and saying, hey, this is real money. This is federal law says this is real money. And then you say federal law, then they charge you with saying you're a cop. Because the people are so dumb, they can't even really think. They're just kind of, he can talk, he got coin, he talk about government. He say he with it. He say he officer. I mean, literally, that's how they are now. And I mean, I've got cops on video believing pocket constitutions are illegal. They're like, oh my God, we found a devil weapon. I've got it on their own squad car video, freaking out in fear over the Constitution. You idiots. And I'm talking about those that don't know. There's good cops out there who haven't been brainwashed yet or haven't succumbed to it. You swore an oath to that, you fool. So where does this go? They've charged you. Where is this going? What are you facing, Shane?
Well, the judge says that if I don't report back to Buffalo by Friday at 2 o'clock, that I would be locked up indefinitely. It is Wednesday right now, and I'm still debating if I should even go back, because under the 11th Amendment, they can't extradite me back to...
Listen, they don't care. They'd love to come and gun you down and claim and drop Al-Qaeda leaflets around you. They need to show Al-Qaeda. They need to attack Iran. They're about to take the dollar totally down and bankrupt everybody, and they're going to need to put people like you on TV to scare all the blue hairs.
Right, correct. So,
no, you need to go. Listen, I would, if I was you, I would go back, and I would go crazy in the media. I would countersue them. I would just point out how this is insane, how you were using your old passport to go into Toronto, and I would call local news. I'd make the biggest stink. But believe me, sir, they'd love it if you didn't show up. They'll gun you down, splatter your intestines everywhere, and dance around your blood.
You might be correct, Alex. And one thing I want to point out before we
killing America is very important to them. Okay, they hate you because you love this country. Go ahead.
Right. One thing I wanted to point out, if I just back up 2 years ago, which is very, very annoying to me, is that the security guard by the name of Ed Cotter in Buffalo, New York, at the HSBC game. We were playing the New York Islanders one day after Christmas. We all got silver. We're all excited. The thing that still bothers me to this day, he said, down in the basement, he says, you know what, I am going to lie on this whole report, and I'm going to get away with it. And he laughed about it with all his colleagues there, and they're all chuckling and laughing.
Oh, I know, they have no conscience. They think ruining lives, it's nothing to them. Stay there.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is supposed to be a free country. Land of the free, home of the brave. We have a Bill of Rights, a Constitution. Why was that so precious? Because in other nations, corrupt people swaddle around, swagger around in uniforms, just feeding on you, doing whatever they want, abusing you, taxing you, shoving you around. And now that's coming here to the U.S. And there's all this media brainwashing and billboards, and it's all for our safety. And again, Al-Qaeda's everywhere. So we have to be oppressed. We have to be controlled. And they've taken hundreds of thousands of our young men, sent them to Iraq, turned them into PTSD, brought them back. They're used to checkpoints, shooting people, control. Now they've built the camps. They've admitted it. I mean, this is it. And they have nothing to do. There's no one fighting them. There's no one threatening them. So all they can do is just run around freaking out. It all starts when, oh, the silver coins and the security guard. And this has come out on tape. Police have been recorded when they don't know it. We've played it the last few months, several instances, where the cop's going, "I'll frame you. I'll lie. Your life's going to be over. In fact, I'm going to lie on you." Now, he got fired over that. Then they started harassing and threatening the people that recorded it. And that really is the answer. They surveil us. We surveil them right now. Now, again, the higher-ups want them to act like this. There's still a lot of good police who don't carry this out, and that's why the whole system hasn't fallen apart yet. But it's all coming to a head. The good news is they can't even keep ahead of CENTCOM because he refuses to attack Iran. The good news is everybody knows the White House has thousands of male prostitutes visiting it. Mainstream news. Why are they burning Spetzer? Probably was a good guy, now that I've really analyzed it compared to the others. We're in a crisis here. We're in a crisis, and the police need to know you're being brainwashed and turned against us so you can have your pension funds taken and nobody's going to stand up for you. So we can have our pension funds taken. And it's all going to happen. You're going to see it happen. I know you're laughing now. It's real funny right now. But when you're going to find out how evil this government is. And when America was known as Nazi Germany and, you know, all the rest of it happens, just at least don't still say it was good then. You know, when you're old men. Okay? And then, you know, they're still digging up mass graves of Americans. Just remember what you did, what you were part of, and that people were there and warned you and begged you to stop. All right. I'd imagine the crack houses in your town are doing just fine. Yeah, they're leaving those open. It's so disgusting. Government ships the drugs in, everything. It's just a sick joke. Dan Buchek and his son, Shane Buchek. So you're saying this security guard, why did he take this added pleasure? I mean, was it just to dominate him, or did you argue with him, and he thought arguing was a challenge to his intellect, and this was an argument he was going to win? Because I wonder why we've got so many tapes of police saying, I'm going to set you up, I'm going to frame you, how they sleep at night, or how the state trooper who arrested Kelly Rushing, upstanding member of the community, was newspaper reported on that, no criminal record, Lyon County, Kentucky, had him on this happened 4 years ago. He gave him Ron Paul's neocon speech from the floor of the House, and on the end of that was Road to Tyranny. And in the court case, I got the papers, it said that the Ron Paul video was threatening and anti-government, and that the Road to Tyranny video was anti-police. And I called the judge at home, and I said, why are you doing this? I called information, the judge answered, and he said, well, it's a case, I can't discuss that case, but yes, the case is going forward. And then later we got the court documents, and they went to court. The jury said not guilty, but he was facing 2 3-year sentences for terroristic threats. And they played videos in there and said, well, look, this video says that the police are bad. It didn't say that. It showed cops arresting someone for a pocket constitution. And that was the part they didn't like. They were so mentally ill and so brainwashed that they had to validate it. That, yes, the Constitution's illegal. You think this is not satire, folks, if you're a new listener. This really happened. Both the things, Kentucky and Virginia, the first incident. And I've got scores of these on tape now. You see, the cop saw that and it freaked him out so bad that he then saw Kelly Rushing a few days later. He pulls Kelly over. They live near each other. Waited for Kelly. Kelly came out. You know, Kelly Rushing's family is very prominent there in town, one of the oldest families there in the area. And pulled Kelly over, and Kelly said, hey, how'd you like the tape? And he said, get out, you're going to jail, that's a threat. Put him in the back of the car, laughed at him, called his wife on the cell phone and said, I've got the videotape bandit with me. And then Kelly said, and that's why you got to keep your mouth shut, Kelly said, man, I care about you. Kelly's a really sweet guy, and he's in the church and all that. I didn't just believe him. I didn't just believe the news articles. I randomly called people in the town. This was so unbelievable to me 4 years ago. Now I know it's par for the course. And just a real sweet guy. And he said, man, I care about you. Don't you care about your children? Don't you care? I mean, don't you understand this is hurting America? And the guy then put a third charge on, but that got dropped, of saying, don't you care about your children? He started freaking out, going, you're saying my children, you will threaten me. Literally. You see, the mental illness, it's mass nuttiness. To where he was already arresting him for no reason, and deep down the guy had guilt. And so he had to then legitimize it even more when Kelly was saying, I'm doing this for your family, man. Don't you love your children? Don't you care about their future? And he, like, slammed the brakes on him and went, you threatening my family, boy. Oh, you don't do that. Just idiots. Idiots. And I know there are a lot of good state police here in Texas. One time I was in a car wreck and two of them pulled up and they were fans of the show and they were nice, really nice. But others are crazy. I mean, driving into the rodeo, they're there when you pay for your parking. You got to pay for a ticket. And there's like a guy high and tight, military stance, like it's Iraq. and he's staring at you crazy, and he looks in your car, and it's like, what? You know, this country's gone! It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! And we're not getting it back until we admit it's gone. All right, you guys got the last 5 minutes, and I got to get into the other news and cover things. And I'm sorry I'm running over you. This just freaks me out when I see this type of stuff. You know, when you talk about somebody saying, I'm going to falsify this report, boy. Who's the boss now? Because that's such injustice. That's so evil. Dan Buchek, go ahead or Shane Buchek, finish up what you were saying.
If there's anybody out there in the show that has any suggestions about the case, but I've been working very diligently on how to defend myself on this. Title 18, I think it's Section 1001. And the thing that's fascinating is that I believe I think they're very worried about the Liberty Dollar case that we have put in the appellate division. I think this is some kind of leverage for us to back off, and that's why I think they came after my parents like that. But this is just...
Wait a minute. You have filed cases against them?
No, I have sent my story to every legislator, everybody in New York State, including the FBI.
No, but what was this about an appellate case? Are you a party to the Liberty Dollar suit?
Yes.
Oh, this is pure retaliation.
Yeah.
Oh, so you had some orders there at the Liberty Mint when they shut that down last year. So you answered the call, the class action suit. Oh, now we see. Yeah.
And our personal cases at the appellate division too. My dad.
Oh well, there's the answer. Yeah, they're gonna, but I mean, going back to how this 2 years ago, you say, where does the security guard claim you pushed him?
Dad.
That's a good question. The bottom line is when he had us in a room and he stated that we pushed him there, which was very untrue.
They love to claim you assaulted behind closed doors.
Yes. And there were individuals in the room that had we subpoenaed them, they would have to tell the truth.
Well, you need to subpoena.
We are very cordial. I work with the police department, and there's good police officers and every department, every one I can imagine. I have many friends who question Ed Cotter and what he did, but I really believe there's more to this picture than meets the eye, and he was ordered to do what he did, and he just continued to perjure himself, and this is all on record. So, but the sad thing is what they pulled off here on March 6th, the witch hunt, coming into my home and looking for something, contrabands or whatever, bombs or drugs or whatever. And
devil weapons, yeah.
Yeah, it's just very sad, very sad. And, it's very disheartening, and we're just hoping for justice in time.
Well, it's only going to get worse. With 10% of the college grads literally being secret spy police, it's over. I mean, they're just going to be everywhere feeding on us, stomping around in black uniforms. Just every mental case, every control freak, every bully you knew in school ruling you, just dominating us all. Hell is here. Tyranny's here. We're in 50 million abortions. We're an evil demon nation, and we're now going to be judged, and that's just basically the end of it. And why don't you give out your phone number, any websites, contact points where people can support you as these pig demons have their way with you?
Okay. DanB@Buchek-Inc.com.
Say it again. Your phone's a little sketchy.
DanB@Buchek-Inc.com. It's D-A-N-B as in boy, at B as in boy, U-C, Z as in zebra, E-K-INC.com.
All right. Well, gentlemen, just...
And Alex, mm-hmm. Alex, can I just mention one more thing?
Yeah.
My email address is very easy to remember. It's Ron Paul Silver at AOL.
Ron Paul Silver at AOL. Well, gentlemen, as this develops, stay in contact. You've got my producer's number. And this is what tyranny's all about. I appreciate your call. I mean, as a nation, we are all pig-like, slovenly demons. I mean, you just look at the public themselves, not just the police. We're just maggots. It's over. It's over. They're going to take everything you got. They're going to butcher it all. And You know, that's basically it. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at TruthNews.us and PrisonPlanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
I have always kept the interest of my country first and foremost. And I always will.
UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Strange days are here, my friends. They're going to destroy us.
Strange days have found us.
Again, there are a lot of great people in this nation, wonderful firefighters, wonderful police, good federal marshals, FBI agents, but we were slowly seduced by evil. Very wicked people run our nation. They are setting up a total police state grid. They are openly stating what they plan to do. And I want to just tell the police listening out there that think I'm a kook, think I'm a nut. Maybe I am crazy. I mean, I'm crazy when I got squad car video of them arresting a woman for a pocket constitution that we put free in every videotape order, every CD order we send out, DVD we send out. Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Founding Father quotes. Man, that's not bad. That's not evil. What's wrong with you people? And I've got the federal training manuals. I've got the law enforcement magazines. I put it in my films where they say that's illegal and evil and arrest people. I mean, I have mainstream law enforcement magazines where they say if somebody's got to get us out of the UN sticker, go ahead and take them into jail. And police chiefs, support your officers because there's probably something illegal they've done. I mean, that was in the magazine in, what, 2001, right before 9/11. It's crazy. I have FEMA on tape in Kansas City to a huge classroom of firefighters, police, and sheriff's deputies saying the Founding Fathers are bad. You can't make this stuff up. I have the Phoenix memo with the FBI seal and phone number. It's been in the news. It's real. From 1999, saying those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. Second Amendment groups are terrorists. And cops, you know, you've all been given the same stuff. Man, what is going on? This is like a Twilight Zone episode. Imagine a Twilight Zone episode back in the 60s where in America the Founding Fathers are bad and freedom is bad and free speech is bad. They made episodes actually like that. And it happened. What is going on here? And I just don't want all this to happen. I don't want this to play out. I don't want World War III. I don't want the dollar to be destroyed. I have the government documents, the University of Texas studies, and the Pulitzer Prize-winning books on World War II, and all the documents on how they know sodium fluoride causes brain damage, massive IQ reductions, and they put it in our water to dumb us down. The government doesn't like you, officers. Please go research and find out they're poisoning you by design. Is that a good government? Is that good people? And don't sit there and roll your eyes and say I'm making this up. A lot of you in the system have been listening to me for a long time, and you've heard everything I talk about come true and happen. It's wrong that our government is using Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. It's wrong that they used them, who they set up in 79, in the late 90s to attack the Serbs. It's wrong. It's bad. It's not good. It's bad that they had basically ordered Admiral Fallon to prepare the attack on Iran. It's wrong that they ordered him to resign. We've had it so good in this country. They're not gearing up with preachers telling their flock to turn their guns in and go to camps because they want to play a game of badminton. They're not gearing up InfraGuard and all this infrastructure and all this paranoia and watch the citizens and gear up for martial law for nothing. They are destroying the dollar. They're destroying the country. Every federal policy, from bad-mouthing the dollar to interest rate cuts, is killing it. Do you realize that that's killing not just your savings, but your paycheck's value and purchase? They're poisoning your water, officers. They are devaluing your money. And you think this government's good? You pull over teenagers who've got marijuana cigarettes and you take them to jail when it's been all over the news 1,000 times and even the CIA's inspector general admits they bring in large portions of the narcotics? But you'll take that youngster to jail for marijuana when the government ships it in and launders it? By the way, I hate marijuana, and I hate drugs. I tell people don't use them. But that's how you stop. It's with education. You don't send them to jail where they learn how to be real criminals. Look, this isn't a joke. This is your future, too. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Whether you like it or not, you're with us. You may think on paper you're with the winners and you're with the big guys. No, they're using you, and you're with the people. So whether you like it or not, you're in the same boat as me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Road Warrior Radio Broadcast, bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN Network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one-world nation-state? The Road Warrior Radio Broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio Broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Talk about foreign troops taking over not just our military, but every other major Western military. But first, let's go to some of your phone calls. Ted in Texas, then Tina, Charles, Jeremiah, Scott, and others. Ted, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I wanted to weigh in on the water issue. I've been a certified swimming pool operator for several years, and what I'd like to tell everyone is that you're actually better off drinking swimming pool water than tap water, simply because whenever I fill up a pool for people to swim in, the water that comes out of the city is ready to go as far as it has 3.0 parts per million chlorine in it, which is what is required for a swimming pool to keep it sanitary. And the pH is about 12 to 13, which is very high. And causes limestone and calcification buildup. And so my point is that swimming pool and tap water are identical, except for the fact that when I treat the pool water for swimming, I have to lower the pH to about 7.5 so that it doesn't irritate the skin.
Let me give some people some background, Ted, and I'd like you to write a 4 or 5 paragraph, 10 paragraph, whatever you wanted to do, article. Send it, because what you just said I know is accurate, because I back when I worked at a golf course, then before that at another golf course, I would have to work with the guys on the pools. I'm a novice when it comes to it, but I remember them all commenting on it. Then I talked about the pool guy at my neighborhood pool, talking to him about it. He told me the same info. And they said that when you fill a pool, you don't have to add chlorine generally for about a week, because then it comes out in the atmosphere. It precipitates out, you know, the atmosphere, because it's a little bit higher than even what you need in a pool that has average use. And that exactly, they just would have to lower the pH because it would burn your eyes if it was tap water. Again, fish will die, even if it's aerated, within about a day and a half in tap water, just like they'll die in pool water. And tap water, just the chlorine alone, and then the breakdown byproducts of it are very, very, very toxic. And so that's my point about filtering your water, not to mention the hundreds of drugs, the thousands of chemicals, the herbicides. But about talking to pool guys, and also I'd have to, in the morning, about once a week, they'd have me go over and, you know, take the leaves out of the pool. They'd have the guy there testing chemicals. And I remember having discussions about how sometimes they'd drain the pool at the start of the year. They'd refill it, and they'd say, yeah, we don't have to add any chlorine. There's more chlorine in the water supply than there is in the pool. The point is, it kills a fish. It kills a frog. It, waterborne insects can't live in it, but we're drinking it. And all the studies about chlorine alone in kidney and bladder cancer, it's all there. So I don't have enough writers, enough people. We need to get that out, because millions would read the article in the aggregate over time, you know, about how, you know, fish die in your drinking water, basically, and then explaining the whole pool situation. So are you calling in to concur with what I was saying yesterday?
Absolutely. And one of the things I haven't heard discussed was that, you know, we have beneficial bacteria. Actually, I've heard you discuss this. We have beneficial bacteria in our gut. And you put in 3 parts per million chlorinated water, it kills it. And so, you know, that's a serious health consideration right there, because, you know, you've got the chlorine in the pool to kill disease and keep it sanitary. Well, you put it in your stomach, what do you think it's going to do to your beneficial bacteria? It's going to sanitize your digestive tract. So it's really bad, and I'll get that article to you, Alex.
Well, our water supply just gets worse and worse, and then they joke and say, don't filter your water. It's a conspiracy theory, just like I told the people in the system last segment. We're not lying to you about any of this. You can check and see what sodium fluoride does. You can check and see what chlorine does. You can look into everything we're saying. Even if you hate us and don't believe us, at least care about your children enough to look into what we're saying, then you'll find out it's true, and then filter your children's water. Again, a fish dies in tap water. How are we drinking it?
What I would like to say is that... I lost it. Oh, well.
No, go ahead.
Gosh, you're going to have to talk for a second, Alex. I lost my train of thought.
Well, that's easy to do when I'm adding things to it, but I just want to be clear with everybody. This is not our opinion. And so that's the basic MO, though. When you fill a pool, you just have to usually, depending on the water supply, mess with the pH, not the chlorine, for about a week, right?
You just add a little acid to bring it down, to bring the pH down. The chlorine's set to go. And what I did want to let you know is that when I stopped drinking tap water about 8 years ago because of the chlorine, I stopped getting sick. I went from being sick to three times a year seasonally to maybe once a year. Just that alone, stopping drinking the tap water. Didn't get the flu, didn't get the sniffles, didn't get the seasonal allergies. Really incredible stuff.
Well, then they demonize bottled water. They're trying to ban it from San Francisco to Paris. From London to Toronto, the Canadian government's trying to ban it in all government buildings, but I mean cities are trying to ban it, period. There are good bottled water companies. What they do is they take the select points of where it is just tap water and where they just take out some of the bad taste, and then it sits there on the shelf for 6 months in some cases and then grows bacteria because the chlorine breaks down, and then any bacteria still living on the bottom of the cap or in the air bubbles, then breed. And so there have been bottled waters that have killed people. Been a lot of tap water killed people, too. That's why I say don't drink bottled water either. Get a sports Berkey or go pay more for one at a camping supply. I don't care. Literally, I don't care. And at least that cuts out the chlorine and the bacteria. It only reduces the fluoride, or get the actual Big Berkey that knocks out the fluoride and all the rest of it. Get a reverse osmosis, whatever you got to do. Just please, folks, please. I mean, this is real. And I know they've told you it's not. Everything's fine. But we have all the documents, and we have them. And if you go to the EPA's own website, they admit thousands of allowable chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, MBTE, whatever. I mean, it's just you add it up. It's unbelievable. Hundreds of drugs. And that was in the AP this weekend. Of course, most cities would not release it, like Dallas. But it was the last time Dallas came. It was actually Grand Prairie. My memory now serves me. Grand Prairie did a test, and they had higher levels of Prozac than the scientists believed. It was like 5 years ago, maybe it was 6 years ago, time flies, than what could be released by the people's urine. So, see, something's going on. They're adding stuff. We're just in deep trouble. Anything else?
Yeah, the one thing that I noticed was that when I saw the media coming out on K-View and they were trying to, you know, demonize the water bottles, you know, problem, reaction, solution, I thought it was very odd that the solution they offered was to drink tap water. To me, it would seem that the solution would be to protect yourself by drinking filtered water, very simple to do, but they offer tap water as a solution. So that is an eyebrow raiser right there.
It certainly is. Well said. Good to hear from you. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we wouldn't reach one-tenth the people if it wasn't for you taking my audio rant and adding video and documents to it. You go out and find everything I'm saying is true. You add new articles, documents, government links. You put it on the web. Millions watch it. We're waking people up. Because I'm so busy, don't have the funding for enough staff. I wish I had the money for two or three people to sit out there, take all my audio, add documents to all of it, and just put it on the web. But we don't. Well, you're doing it. Good. You see, it's the habitualization. You're so trained from growing up to drink tap water. You're so trained to do it. You're so trained to drink the water at the store or to not demand restaurants filter their water. Boy, they announce that, they get more business. Starbucks, by the way, does filter their water. It's why the coffee tastes so much better. I mean, I grew up in Dallas, folks, and nobody told me water was bad. Nobody told me about all this. I remember being 5, 6, 7 years old and getting up feeling fine in the morning, drinking a big glass of water, getting a headache. It tasted bad. It smelled. I remember visiting family in Houston where the water literally smells like gasoline with all those refineries and chemical plants. All the studies out of Houston, highest cancer rates in the country. You know, it's just... We get so trained, just like with cell phones, which they now admit cause brain tumors, that we just can't stop. We've got to stop. Now, I'm going to go back to your calls, but I want to get back into the head of CENTCOM resigning. I've got an article here where in Europe they're trying to make people take vaccines, and it says the bioethics boards, there's no law, they just regulatorily say you'll be arrested if you don't. Now, what is bioethics? Well, that's what eugenics grew out of. And you can have a debate within bioethics, but generally, those are the ones saying in mainstream headlines, oh, under new socialized health care, if you're old, you won't get care, or you won't get care first. First, it's if you're fat, if you smoke, if you drink. Now it's if you're old. See, they stopped giving a Hippocratic Oath in Europe 20 years ago, in the U.S. 12 years ago or so, where doctors gave a pledge, I will do no harm. So, see, it's all changing into we're human resources. See how it's all hidden in plain view, right in front of your face? And then the system's going to decide, like Logan's Run, who lives and who dies. They know what they're doing. And this is the scientific elite. They've decided we're dumb cattle, so they decided to dumb us down even further. They say the middle class threatens the hegemony, the monopoly of power of the elite, and so they want to destroy the economies so that we are all basically in compact government-controlled cities living on government welfare or under government jobs, so we're under their control. And then they say under that system they can then sterilize us, euthanize us, kill us, one-child policies. One child policy started as an environmental tax in 75. In 1980, it became law. They're now proposing that there, as I told you they would. That's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. In fact, I'm looking for that article. I just had the story. Here it is. Parents may be jailed over vaccinations. But I just got to one caller. I spent 10 minutes with him, but it was such good information. Let me explain again. A frog or a minnow will die within a day and a half in regular tap water. Do you understand? Just the chlorine alone. Massive cancer. Folks, bladder cancer, kidney cancer is not fun. Okay? Now listen to me. Then they'll joke and say, oh, everything gives you cancer. That's right. If you live long enough, you're going to get cancer. But did you know that in 1940, 1 in 33 people died of cancer? 1 in 3 now die of cancer. And guess what? We live supposedly 2 years longer than people did in 1940. And that's a skewed number, too. Because then you'll argue, well, you're living longer. That's why more people die of cancer. No. It's only 2 years longer. By the way, our life expectancy is dropping. What, it peaked out in the mid-90s at 77 for a woman, 75 for a man. What is it, 72 for a man, 75 for a woman? Go look it up. It changes each year, but it's right in there. Russia is like 51. Native Americans, males, it's 43. The op's going well, isn't it? Now, why is that a skewed number? Because infant mortality was much higher in the 1940s than it is now. So they would average all the babies that died at birth or soon thereafter. Because back then, if you were 5 months, 6 months old when you were born, most of the time you died. Now, most of the time you live, see. They know how to save those smaller babies. That's just one area. If you take out the infant mortality, we're living on average about 10, we have to do a story on this, about 10 years less than we lived in 1940. 10 years less. See, they average in all the dead babies. So the babies, zero or a month, averaged in. That drives down the number for 1940. But you take the dead babies out of it. We're not living as long. Now, I'm pontificating. The point here is that it's the big thing is the water and the GMO foods. And this is something we can take control in our lives. The New World Order can't stop us from not using cell phones. They can't stop us from filtering our water. They can't stop us from getting serious and at first reducing and then cutting out all the GMO food in our diet. They can't stop you. Now, they brag that if they're able to continue to proliferate the GMO food, you won't have any choice but GMO food. And they're putting all their competition out of business, buying up all the seed companies. Let me tell you something, if you're a cop. Maybe you framed a lot of people, you falsified a lot of reports, you think it's cute and funny. You can be forgiven for what you've done. You'll live a lot better life, feel better about yourself if you stop going with the peer pressure. You don't know how you turned into what you are. I want you to know I love you. I want you to do well. I want your children to be healthy and happy. I don't want your dollar to be devalued. I don't want you to die of liver cancer or pancreas cancer or kidney cancer when you're 40 years old. I don't want you to get early onset of Alzheimer's, which is now exploding everywhere when you're 45. I don't want that to happen to me. I want to see you do well. I believe in that. And you just need to find out where your friends. You need to find out right now. Because tyranny comes to your door in a uniform, and you're going to be asked to do things, you're being asked to do things you know are wrong, and it's time to start saying no. Tina in Mass, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'm just going to follow up on what that man said, but it has nothing to do with water. It has to do with soy. I have a personal story about that. My son was going into special ed services since the time he was 3 years old up until, well, now he's 8 years old. And the problem was he had trouble with short-term memory. and the ability for speech and language. And I did a lot of research and found that soy was one of the culprits in his life. And I don't know if it was GMO soy or what, but as a baby, he got a lot of soy in his formula because my husband was vegan. We were trying to live vegetarian.
Yeah, no. Look, all these vegans, a lot of them are basically killing their kids. In fact, all the time, just giving them soy. They have to have fatty acids. They have to have the stuff that comes from fish or the stuff that comes right out of your milk. And,
Well, we've totally gone off the vegan diet. We're more choosy about the vegetables and stuff that we eat.
Well, stay there. I'm going to hold you over. I want to hear this story because here's the bottom line. The brain is 70% water, and then it's about 28% cholesterol and 2% sugar. It is a oil computer. It's oil. It's cholesterol. Like when people are having seizures, one of the biggest treatments now is giving them a wide spectrum fats. Why do you think the government says eat low fat, folks? I've got their studies on that. Your brain doesn't work without it. Fat is brain food. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Yeah, babies drink milk, mammals drink milk, and it's full of fat, and that's needed for brain growth. So going back to Tina, glad you found out about this. So you got your son off of the soy. What happened?
Well, it was about a year ago when we discovered the problem with the food, and I took him off the soy, and I started giving him fish pills, you know, the DHA, omega-3 fish pills.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a long time, but now he's doing so much better. He has to learn how to remember things now in a new way, but he's doing so much better in school, and the teachers just are, you know, they're really impressed with his turnaround.
And now it's your job to warn all these other vegans who mean well. It happens all the time that they don't breastfeed and they don't eat any fatty because, I mean, most of these plants don't have the fats you need. They have nothing but protein. The soy basically has no fat. And then their poor little brains can't grow because they're not getting it, and nobody's telling them that.
Well, that's part of the problem. And also, I was eating a lot of the soy products, too, and everybody was. But my husband and I realized once we stopped using the soy, we had a constant brain fog. And then after a couple of months, brain fog lifted, and we could think a little clearer. So it really impacted our ability to think and remember and recall things. I mean, I'm not 100% better, in my opinion, but I'm doing a lot better than I was before. And
a lot of these companies take the whole soybean and then grind up the core as well, and that is basically pure plant estrogen.
Yeah.
And so that totally whacks you out as well. Yeah, no, soy is just, and it's a filler in everything, and it's bad news.
It's just about in everything. So I try to avoid anything with it as soy flour, even the soy lecithin. I just try to avoid it as much as possible. And another point I wanted to make, I don't remember, but it's unrelated. I'll just throw it out there in passing. My sister called me today, and I'm not going to mention the name of the place that she works. It's a prominent building in Boston where she works out of, and she found out today there's gas masks in the closets on every floor. And she asked the people, like, hey, what are these for? And they were like, well, we don't know. They just want them to be there. And I don't know. We just thought that was kind of curious. And I don't know. That was just something. And one other thing I wanted to
mention. But then the media tells us to not have gas masks, but the government buildings all have them, yeah.
Yeah, and then
she's in a government building, isn't she?
No, but she's in a big financial institution building.
Okay. Yeah.
But she gets to see a lot of things going on, you know, across paper throughout the day. But anyway, I don't want to go off too far off. I just wanted to ask you, is it Dylan Avery that got taken back to the military? I was wondering how he was doing because we haven't heard much about him since was it July or June?
That's Corey Rowe, and he's fine. No, he's out of the military.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to confuse that. Okay, well, I'm sorry, and thank you for bringing me on the phone, and I hope to talk to you again in the future with some more good information.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, back in the 50s, they said, it's the modern age. Don't breastfeed your baby. And then every few months, I see a story out of Asia or Africa where the UN ships in, quote, free formula for the children, and then, oh, accidentally, it doesn't have the fats in it, and the babies just die. They just flat out die. Don't believe me? Just Google children die formula recall Africa. There's hundreds of cases. It's just always accidental. Oh, we have formula for you, but it doesn't have the fat in it. And the babies just die. See, there's a reason mommy's milk is filled with fat. That's because baby needs fat. Oh, man. So sick. It's just unbelievable the things that are going on. Look, breastfeed your children. Don't be lazy. Breastfeed them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.